Hello and welcome to the original, the only podcast of its kind for the Quantum Grammar Shoot, a podcast that talks about the grammar technology known as correct sentence structure, communication, parsing, syntax, grammar, i.e. quantum grammar, and how it relates to everyday life and current events. And I am your host, Colin Jason Knife and Matthew Colin Glass. This is a podcast of opinion, where I share my thoughts on a psychological level of how one would use this technology navigating through everyday now space and other related subjects. Hope you enjoy. For this edition of the podcast, I'm going back to the audio format just because at this particular now space juncture, it's easier and simpler for me to create content this way. And thus, here we are. I had a couple things I wanted to speak on, mainly to do with fear and knee-jerk reactions based upon beliefs. And I could begin this by saying that usually, what I find with anyone in the what we'll call the human race, where they're racing to, I don't know, but among humans, men of hue, or men and women, that when they face something that's unknown to them, unfamiliar, and also something that they possibly have had some sort of pre-program placed into their psyche about, their knee-jerk reaction is fear. Fear, fear, fear. I find this with correct sentence structure, communication, parsing, syntax, grammar. You know, some people who are deeply entrenched in English grammar will be very skeptical, derisive of it. Those common law people, freemen people, whatever you want to call them, a lot of those types of people are very derisive of quantum grammar. And across the board, what I find with these people, they have no first-hand knowledge of it. They only have a theoretical conception of it. In other words, they don't know shit about it, but they just judge it because of maybe perhaps some sort of pre-programmed thing in their psyche, or they're just afraid of it because they don't know, because that is the knee-jerk reaction of men and women, is to, you know, discredit something or be afraid of something if they don't know about it, if they lack knowledge of it. And think about that conceptually as someone going into a dark, strange room with no lights. I mean, you're very uncertain about it, and so you'd rather just not go in there. So that's kind of like what it is. It's the lights are off and you don't have knowledge of it. If you were to shed light on it, it wouldn't be so scary, would it? I don't think so. I find this same thing with some of the posts that I've done in the past in my community section, and even in some of my earlier YouTube videos when I was experimenting with how I wanted to present information, present the data. I would sometimes put tarot cards in the background or other tokens and things like that. And some people got really upset about that. And because they relate tarot cards with the devil or whatever. And these are, you know, coming from the people from what we'll call the Abrahamic belief systems. Because... Well, number one, and I know we'll just say, for example, the Bible, in there somewhere, it says that prophets and any type of practitioners of magic comes from Satan. It's bad, it's evil. Don't have anything to do with it. Which is hilarious. Because, and I'm paraphrasing here, because On the flip side of that, the God of that Bible has prophets who supposedly could tell the future. The God of that Bible has quote-unquote servants who perform magic, parting the Red Sea, people turning into statues of salt, whatever else. Virgin births from 12-year-old little girls. I mean, there's all kinds of magic and stuff going on in there. But if it doesn't come from that particular sector with that authorization, well, then it's no good, is it? Sound familiar? I think also this fear related to a lack of knowledge has definitely a lot to do with those individuals whose choices include getting a certain medical procedure or not getting a certain medical procedure. And by procedure, I mean a jab. I'll just say that once. It's from lack of knowledge. On the one hand, the lack of knowledge is, I mean, the decision, the choice based upon the lack of knowledge is a good thing because it's not harming anything in that individual who's making that choice. They're not taking something into their bodies that they don't know about because they want to learn more about it, maybe. Or maybe they just don't want the shit. It's their choice. On the other hand, the lack of knowledge for the people who are imbibing or accepting the medical procedure, their lack of knowledge comes from they're afraid of something that they know nothing about, but yet they're listening to this authority, this godlike authority that makes money off of people being ill, by the way. They have a vested interest in society's illness and perpetuating that. Keep that in mind. It's a business. Everything comes down to money. That's what I've found. And so these people who are afraid of the unknown are being fed this fear and saying, well, if you just to be safe, do this thing, just to be safe, just to be on the safe side, give this to your kids. And it's not going to hurt you. Don't worry. I know we, you know, all these tests haven't been done, and I know we're in court trying to get the information about these procedures withheld until 2076. But hey, you know, trust us. Just take our word for it. You know, don't believe all these other people. This is something to be afraid of, and you need to do this just because we have a vested interest in your illness. No, they don't say that. But you get the point. Both decisions are based upon lack of knowledge. One, there's a huge possibility of the of unknown consequences. And the other, well, if you're healthy and you trust your nature-gifted immune system, what really do you have to worry about? I mean, why aren't medical professionals advocating for clean diets, exercise, healthy activities, the correct amount of sleep, whatever, any number of healthful activities? Why aren't they advocating those types of things? Why do they always have to push drugs and chemicals and things like that? And it's getting younger and younger. I mean, just to put this out there, I know that in the state of Pennsylvania, that a 12-year-old can walk into a psychiatrist's office and get a prescription for amphetamine salts, i.e. pharmaceutical-grade crystal meth, i.e. Adderall. I know this because I went through it a couple years ago. I knew I spoke with a psychiatrist who told me this. Let's put it that way. It's pretty amazing stuff. So, I'm just trying to explain how a lack of knowledge creates a fear. And in that fear, can create a reaction of derisiveness. And in some cases, you know, like the people who choose not to get a certain medical procedure will be derisive of those who do, and vice versa. It works both ways. I just thought of another topic where this is this whole fear thing is prevalent, and that's the flat earthers versus the globe earthers versus the concave earthers versus whatever. One lacks knowledge, the other lacks knowledge, because how much knowledge can we really have about the Earth unless you are an astronaut? Unless you can pull back and see with your own two eyes what everything looks like. For me, I go by first-hand knowledge, what I know. That way there's no darkness. I put light on the darkness. And by that I mean if I stand in an Arizona desert and look as far as I can see, that answers a question for me. That's all I need to know. The Earth continues. It's a continuum. When I'm 40,000 feet in the air, in a jet, in an airliner, in an Airbus, a vessel, in the sea of space, which I have been multiple times, I see the same thing. The horizon is at eye level, and the Earth continues. And that's as far as I certify that, and that's what I participate with. Whether it is moving, I don't know. I don't have a sensation of that. that's about as far as I go with it. I don't have any need to go any further. I could give two shits. It doesn't pertain to me. I'm worried about, you know, what my own first-hand knowledge, my own practical experience is. And it causes no fear, trepidation, or anxiety on my part whatsoever. But yet I see these globe earthers and flat earthers arguing and insulting one another and being derisive, which I'm sure the Hegelian dialectic elites are sitting back laughing about all of this. By the way, that's a joke. I'm just joking. I don't know if such a thing even exists. I know the Hegelian dialectic exists, but as far as elites in control, I don't know. I know that it's a high probability of that, but whether it is or it isn't, I don't know. It's above and beyond my first-hand knowledge. So, you know, it's kind of like religion or anything like that. Just not something I participate with. So my practical counsel or suggestion to you, if you are a student of correct sentence structure, communication, Parsi, syntax, grammar, if you feel that you have a use for it, but it seems like a dark, unknown area and it seems scary, go on up to my YouTube channel. Just jump in, start watching any video at any point, and just keep watching. And shine some light in this darkness so you can see what it is you may or may not want to get into. It's a very potent tool, if one learns it, to completion. You will learn that there is no authority over you except you. Unless, of course, you give consent to something to be someone or something to be have authority over you. That's up to you. But if you find that it's something that suits you or something you're interested in, go ahead and email me at jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com. And I can answer your grammar questions, or you can even apply for a correct grammar performance workshop. I'll schedule you a 10 to 15 minute video consultation and we'll talk about it. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and see you soon.